We will not be recording you. We're not going to record you. Just like practice, but just have. So what? Right. What's cool?
Yeah. What do you like most about the Renaissance and Roman?
Right
into that microphone.
Yeah, I know. I figured I can do that. Yeah, right, see, right, I can talk. Right. That's what I've always said. I said, "You, I think I could have a radio show because I can talk to people.
Yeah.
I can talk to nobody, like, which is what you're doing." No, I really no. I'm the one who said it. I told Jason yesterday. I was like, you know, because we went to a jam and they asked me to do a song, and I was like, yeah, and they're like shoving this mic. I said, I'm loud, and he's like, I'm not. I said, I said it. You can agree. You know, you can't say it, but I can say it, and you can agree. Unless they say, like, no, that's not right, right? Renaissance in Roanoke. You know, it's been – I didn't go last year, but I went the year before. Honestly, I really like seeing all the different artwork, different types of artwork. So it's not just painting and drawing and, you know, or just jewelry they have. They have artisan jewelers. They've got, painters that come out. They have, some really good woodworking, some amazing woodworking. And I always like that cause my dad does woodworking. So I think it's kind of fun, but see, like, I don't sound exciting whenever I talk like that. I'm like, let's talk about this in the dreariest voice possible. I got the biggest kick. Somebody was like, you have a great radio voice. I'm like, I don't talk like that, though. Like, I'm like, hey, let's do this. And I'm like, I talk like that to my dogs.
Yeah.
When I'm like, here, come on.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, dogs are here. Yeah, I'm one of them.
You know, tell the dog about the, yeah. Hey, dog, let's go to the festival. This is so fun.
I like how you say your favorite things again.
Okay.
Say what you love about it and why it's different than just a regular art festival.
Okay. Let me think about how to say it without saying in between every.
He can cut those out.
Oh, you okay. Can, right.
Yeah, he can cut that out. You can say
as long as it sounds natural when I cut them out, because sometimes it doesn't sound natural.
Sure.
If you try and pull it out, then it's like, it's kind of abrupt. But for the most part, we can get rid of them.
Okay. You get rid of them. I like that. Sorry.
Uh-huh.
Oh, golly. Sorry.
I'm a dork. No,
I'm like the cheesiest person.
I would get nervous. I'm glad I'm not on air. I'd freak out.
Yeah.
I don't know how they fill the time.
Oh, I could fill time.
Oh, yeah. Fill the time's easy.
Yeah. I could do that. It's just thinking about how to like specifically say, this is what I like about this thing, without being weird.
It's believable if it doesn't sound so perfect. Like, I thought that conversation part in the beginning was great, but then you were kind of like,
I didn't go last year
because
it was
kind of
boring,
but I'm pretty excited for this year.
So excited. No, I really like... I like that they have a draw, that the artists don't just come from around here, that there's, you know, different artisans that come from different part of the country and different parts of the country, I suppose. Not a different part of the country. See? Look at that. Look at that. Just, I had it, and then I lost it. I had it, and then I lost it.
Let's do that again. So what are some of your favorite things about the festival?
Can you leave that in there?
Yes.
A big long, Let me ponder.
Boomer, we've lost her.
I'm gone. I'm gone.
We had her.
It was perfect.
Sure.
I know. You were there.
Yeah.
You know what? Here, I'm going
to. Here, I can, there, I can say.
We're not recording. I turned it off. So what we'll do is we'll just talk right now. And
sure.
Do the recording.
I think the problem isn't like that I can't say things. It's just that I don't sound very excited whenever I talk. Right.
We're the dogs.
No, I know that you didn't, but it's okay.
Here, look.
I'm not one of your kids, right? This button right here.
That's what there we go. No,
right.
We're not doing anything.
I really like that the art vendors come from different parts of the country. So it's not just local artisans, but you get a really good variety of different types of art. Not just painting and drawing, but you have jewelers and woodworking and just a good variety.
I
Is that, can you work with it? Can you work with it? All right.
Yeah. Is there food? Is there like fest fair food? Is there?
You know what? I don't know that there's. Yeah. I don't know. I'm trying to think about the last time I was there. I don't know that they have fair food, type of a thing. But they do. I mean, some of the last time I was there.
There is a food court. Is what it says.
Okay.
It's, they've got the. It says enjoy delicious cuisine from some of the local dining, or you can visit some of the food trucks. So it looks like they are bringing the food trucks in for it.
So one of the things that I liked the last time I was there, and I kind of hate saying this because I don't know if they're going to have it again,
yeah,
but some of the local food vendors actually came out on the sidewalk and had like kind of a pop-up, like a tent. So, what's it called? La Dolce Vita. They did crepes.
Oh, okay.
And that was, so sometimes they, like the local vendors will come out and have booths as well. So you can kind of get a taste of the local restaurants.
That's cool.
Didn't that sound exciting? The local restaurants. Right, right. So you don't have to go in and get a table.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
I think you're more inclined to buy some food if they're right out there on the street versus having to get, like you said, go in and get a table.
Yeah, and there's always somebody that's there with mums and pumpkins, which is kind of cool. They have like the artisan pumpkins that you don't see everywhere. So the gourds and the, I don't know, I call them princess pumpkins, you know what I mean?
Oh,
like
they
look like, they remind me of Cinderella pumpkins. They're like kind of, kind of gnarly and pink. They're not like your run of the mill orange pumpkin.
Mm-hmm.
But they do have a vendor there that sells pumpkins.
Nice.
Yeah, they do have food vendors. Now I'm thinking.
I'm thinking,
all right. Yeah. Yeah, they do. They have different types of food vendors. So it is local restaurants, and then they have outside food vendors as well. Mm-hmm.
Perfect.
What ages are? What,
oh, it's family friendly.
The whole family?
Yeah, the whole family can go.
Like,
I love taking the whole family to Roanoke for the Renaissance in Roanoke every October. It's our annual outing right there.
October, save the date for October.
Save the date. October 13th.
You know, they've got the Young Artist Competition, which is mentioned there. Yeah.
We'll let Boomer say that.
Yeah. And that's a lot of, like, words that you have to put together in a specific order. I don't do so well with that.
a young
Artist Competition.
And this will give me, because we're going to run
after the 23rd.
Yeah, so this is going to give me some time to pull out those and write around it.
I can tell you that the great thing this year is that Bird Boy Brewing is open. So the tap room will be open through the Renaissance Roanoke.
Oh,
and
cool.
You can stop in and get a beer, hang out for a little bit, go peruse the vendors.
All right.
Say that again.
Yeah. Peruse the vendors.
Say the whole line again.
Exactly like that. I actually, before you would run that, I would double check and make sure Bird Boy is going to be open. But, they're... They have great beer. I don't know that I should be on air saying that they have really great beer, but
okay.
We like going there. Yeah.
Bring the kids.
Are not available, are not allowed in the tap room.
That's the one where the kids can't go.
That is the one. Yeah, actually,
kids, not
on the air. Gracie, whenever we play there, they're like, as long as she stays like kind of close to the door, she's fine.
Oh, in case like someone comes, then she's
yeah.
Show,
and they
yeah,
and
they
buy her like a case of root beer every time
root
that
beer.
We go. Yeah,
that's cool.
Yeah,
that's,
it's really fun though.
That's
we
awesome.
Like yeah, it's got a really fun vibe, and the artwork in there is amazing.
Is it by
so
local,
yeah, Penny French Deal did the artwork inside Bird Boy.
Right.
It's beautiful.
Well, I think I've got enough on this here.
Okay.
Yeah, I really do.
Now,
and again, I just need to sit down with it and
mess
pull
with it
out
a little bit.
And again, write around it. But I think that'll be fine.
I think one more idea, too. Can you tell us why? What's great about Huntington County in the fall? What is there to do in the fall?
Oh, I love fall. Fall's one of my favorite seasons.
Says
everybody. You know, I always used to think I liked all. I do like all seasons, but fall's one of my favorites.
And why is
fall so
great?
Fall in Huntington County is really great. You like that?
Yeah,
because there's a lot of, there's a wide variety of things that you can do to go out and see the fall colors. There's Salamone Reservoir. We have 2 acres land trust preserves in Huntington. The trees are beautiful. We love hiking with the family and with our dogs too. We take the whole family out to hike.
fun for the whole family.
Yeah, fun for the whole family. There's still camping. There's great local restaurants. The party shop, they have these beautiful caramel apples. They're caramel and chocolate dipped apples. And they have like a variety of toppings. So you can get caramel with nuts. You can get caramel and chocolate. You can get we actually had a video. I did a video of them yesterday and put it on Instagram. Yeah, they make the caramel there in-house. So they're handmade caramel apples. And then they have a really great pumpkin spice latte, and they use real pumpkin. So that makes it a little different. It's not a manufactured pumpkin flavor. It's actual pumpkin in your coffee.
Nice. All right. Okay.
And the shopping's great, too.
And the shopping is wonderful. Yep. And I can tell you that Antiqueology is likely to have a fall ice cream. And I will double check on that for you before you run it. Right. So you can check out the fall ice cream at Antiqueology.
I love Antiqueology. Their malts are incredible.
Mm-hmm.
Are we good?
I think we're good.
We got some good stuff. See?